feel a little more comfortable.
I love this theater. This is a beautiful place to play.
I'm standing among timpanis, glocks, xylophones, and chimes, the habitat of the orchestral percussionist. Paul Cox is the full-time dean of creative arts at Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland, Ohio, and a part-time performer. He grew up right here in Sitka.
When Wade and Roger and I were in high school, we played in a large brass group. It was timpani and brass. It was my freshman year of high school. And then we went to the music festival and we got a command performance and we got to play in Juno on the big stage there.
And that set the stage for the Holiday Brass, the annual reunion of three Sitka students who met in middle school, took up instruments together, and never put them down.
So coming back here, I always hearken back to 1985, I think it was, when we all sort of first played together as a group. And so I just see it as a continuation of how our lives have been intertwined and over the years. So yeah, we pinch ourselves.
On stage in front of us are 10 brass players rehearsing Samuel Barber's Agnus Dei, or Adagio for Strings, one of the most iconic pieces of American music. It was played at JFK's funeral and at the 9/11 memorial. The performers include principal players from some of the country's major orchestras. They've had the sheet music for several weeks, but this is the first of three rehearsals they'll hold together before the concert. Like Cox, Wade Demmert is homegrown.
I'm Wade Demmert, and I grew up here in Sitka. Moved up here when I was 6 years old.
Demmert and Roger Schmidt were neighbors on Japonsky Island, where Demmert's father worked for Mount Edgecombe High School, and Schmidt's father was a doctor at Search. They've known each other since elementary school.
I'm a year or so older than Roger and started in the band and ended up playing trombone. And when it came time for Roger to get to fifth grade, he told me he wanted to play the flute, and I persuaded him to play the trombone. And we've been playing music together ever since.
Demmert teaches music in Seattle and plays professionally on everything that comes along, from orchestras to video game soundtracks. He and Schmidt and Cox were the kids always walking around with their instrument cases. Maybe they were teased, but this is how it begins when you want to play music in the big leagues.
I remember getting together with Paul and Roger, and we would get into the band room after hours somehow. I don't know if we were let in or what. And we would just do things like free improv and stuff in the band room, percussion and trombones. And from there, it went to playing together in bands in high school. And we had kind of a close-knit group of musicians in high school.
And the guy who's pulling together all the strings of this close-knit group?
I'm Roger Schmidt, and I'm the organizer of the Holiday Brass tradition.
And while Schmidt is an accomplished trombonist who trained at the Oberlin Conservatory, he's not a full-time performer. He's the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and he's pushing the envelope with his lips.
Mild panic fits, yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Schmidt is a multitasker. He's created the musical program for all the Holiday Brass concerts, and he arranged this piece by Samuel Barber for brass. Still, it's a little unsettling to be on stage with Gordon Wolfe, the principal trombone of the Toronto Symphony, on his left, and Vanessa Frelick, the associate principal, on his right.
I'm going on so many different levels to try to keep track of what's going on and following this and that and keeping the time this way and trying to tune with this chord, trying to move my slide as fast as the other people are around me. So yeah, there's a lot going on.
Schmidt was fairly confident he would lose money on the Holiday Brass Concert when he first staged it in the new Performing Arts Center in 2008. But that proved not to be the case, and the concert remains one of Sitka's hottest tickets. The Fine Arts Camp manages this space on behalf of the Sitka School District. Schmidt knows that not every student who performs here will launch a career in music.
It doesn't matter what you end up doing with your, quote, career or your livelihood. You can't, any investment you make in music is going to pay many times over, whether it's brain development, whether it's an ability to be in, to make music with other people, to get a chance through history to connect with like some of the greatest creations that human beings have ever made. I mean, like when you think of a kid, you're like, you know, by playing this instrument, you might get to play Beethoven someday. Like, who would you not want to have the chance to play Beethoven someday? Anyway,
or a chance to jam after hours in the band room with your best friends, like Roger Schmidt, Wade Demmert, and Paul Cox.
Two and
reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.